With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At long last, they're going home.
Israel says its military has recovered the bodies of two hostages, including an Israeli man who was killed in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. Of the 251 hostages taken by Hamas-led militants, roughly 50 remain in Gaza, including 20 that Israel believes to be alive.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the Israeli military is tightening its grip around Gaza City as it pursues its plan to obliterate Hamas terrorists. Investigators say 116 rounds were fired by the gunman who killed two youngsters during Wednesday's mass shooting in Minneapolis. It happened as the children were attending mass in a chapel at Annunciation Catholic School. The victims, 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel and 10-year-old Harper Moisky, 17 people wounded in that attack. The fate of Florida's illegal alien holding center hangs in the balance as a costly court fight rages on.
A federal judge in Miami has refused to pause her order to wind down the immigration detention center known as Alligator Alcatraz in the Florida Everglades by late October. Alligator Alcatraz has been targeted by several lawsuits, ranging from its impact on the Everglades to civil rights concerns. State officials say shutting down the facility could cost them up to $20 million. And potentially another $20 million if they are allowed to reopen the facility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
20 years on, and parts of the Gulf Coast still bear the scars of Hurricane Katrina. It was 20 years ago today the powerful storm made landfall, claiming so many lives and damaging or destroying so much property. New Orleans among communities holding events today to commemorate the disaster. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 131 points lower. This is SRN News. The Trump administration sends a warning.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent letters to 40 states and several U.S. territories telling them to remove all references to gender ideology in federally funded sex education material or risk losing taxpayer dollars. Assistant Secretary Andrew Gradison says, quote, federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. Accountability is coming. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Sabbath is at the heart of a lawsuit. It's been filed in New Jersey. The massive American Dream Mall in East Rutherford is open on Sunday, but officials in nearby Paramus say it should not be. They argue that the mall is running afoul of a county law that has long prohibited the sale of non-essential items such as clothing, appliances, and furniture on Sundays. Such blue laws date back centuries in New Jersey, originally rooted in an effort to obey the Fourth Commandment. This is SRN News. There's a new weapon in the battle against a scourge of the Everglades.
And they look, move, and even smell like the kind of furry Everglades rabbit a Burmese python would love to eat. But these buddies are robots meant to lure the giant invasive snakes out of their hiding spots. It's the latest effort by the South Florida Water Management District to eliminate as many pythons as possible from the Everglades, where they're decimating native species. The robots are simple toy rabbits retrofitted to have a heat signature, a bunny smell diffuser, and natural movement. They're powered by solar panels and can be switched on and off remotely. John Scott reporting.
The Treasury Department wants America's financial institutions to monitor for suspected Chinese money laundering networks handling funds that are used to fuel the nationwide flood of fentanyl into the country. More details at srnnews.com.